Imagine stepping out of your house, like totally barefoot, onto a driveway in the dead of the Australian summer.
Ouch. Yeah, on granite, you're getting blistered in seconds.
Right. But on limestone?
Yeah.
It's velvety and cool. So today, we're taking a custom deep dive into material from Australian supplier Hunter Pavers to decode the whole world of limestone.
We're basically figuring out why this specific natural stone is prized for both, you know, high-end luxury and just sheer survival in harsh climates.
Yeah, okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah.
Because picking materials for your home is, well, it's kind of like choosing a character in a video game.
I love that.
Right, every stone comes with these unique base stats for heat resistance, grip, and aesthetics.
And limestone stats are actually highly specialized because of how the stone was forged by nature. I mean, you are looking at a material formed entirely from ancient marine sediments.
Which is wild. You're literally paving your modern driveway with, like, millions of years of ancient sea fossils.
Exactly. And that's what gives the stone this subtle veining and this incredible organic luxury vibe, if you will.
But beyond just looking good, I'd imagine having millions of microscopic fossil shells packed together creates a fairly porous structure, right? So what does this all mean for the actual performance of the stone?
Well, what's fascinating here is how that exact porous structure dictates the stone's physical behavior. It's not completely solid, you know, it breathes.
Okay, it breathes.
Right. Because the stone allows for excellent drainage and its lighter color reflects light, it actively combats the urban heat island effect.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So in highly paved, dense cities like Sydney and Melbourne, limestone bounces the sun's energy back rather than absorbing and trapping it like darker, denser pavements do. It literally cools down the surrounding urban environment.
Which brings us right back to that barefoot test from earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Dense varieties of this stone, especially when sandblasted to create a textured, slip-resistant surface around a pool, they stay remarkably cool to the touch.
They really do.
But here's where it gets really interesting. Wait, if the stone is essentially a sponge made of ancient shells, putting it right next to a saltwater pool seems like a recipe for disaster. Doesn't the saltwater get in, crystallize as it dries, and just blow the stone apart from the inside?
This raises an important question, actually. The fear of salt crystallization cracking porous stone is completely valid.
Right, it makes sense.
It does. However, high-quality limestone is naturally salt-resistant, provided you do one crucial thing. You have to treat it with a premium consolidator.
A consolidator. Not just a basic sealer, right?
Exactly. Not just a surface coating. It penetrates deep into the pores, physically strengthening the rock's internal walls from the inside out. It keeps the heavy, damaging salt water out, but still lets the stone breathe and release vapor.
Okay, so it functions a lot like a Gore-Tex jacket. It blocks the damaging liquid from penetrating, but lets the heat and moisture vent out so the system doesn't overheat.
That's a great analogy. But, you know, that Gore-Tex shield requires serious upkeep.
Right, it sounds like a high-end sports car. Amazing performance, but you can't just run it through a cheap car wash.
Yeah, you have to commit to sealing the stone every 12 to 24 months, lay a perfectly compacted base underneath to prevent it from cracking under pressure, and you can only clean it with pH-neutral solutions.
Because limestone is basically calcium carbonate left over from those old seashells, right? So acidic cleaners will literally dissolve your patio.
Definitely. The chemical reality of calcium carbonate is exactly why that maintenance is non-negotiable, but the accessibility of the stone makes that upkeep incredibly viable.
Yeah, looking at the numbers, pricing generally sits between $26 and $110 per square meter. That makes it a highly affordable alternative to marble.
It really is. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, that upfront cost connects directly to long-term savings. The stone doesn't just reflect heat in the summer. It acts as a massive thermal battery.
Wait, really? A thermal battery?
Yeah. In places with cooler winters, like regional Victoria, limestone absorbs the ambient indoor heat from your home during the day and slowly releases it overnight.
Oh, so it's actively insulating the house. You're paying for the stone up front, but it's paying you back by lowering your heating and energy bills over time.
Exactly. The stone essentially pays for itself. You get active temperature regulation year-round, safety for bare feet, and incredible durability.
Provided you respect the chemistry of the stone and maintain that consolidator seal, of course.
Right. The maintenance is key.
So you're getting ancient beauty that actively works to keep your environment comfortable. And, you know, it leaves you with this to ponder. The next time you walk barefoot on a limestone patio, realize you are literally standing on millions of years of ancient marine history.
It's kind of mind-blowing when you really think about it.
It is.
Yeah.
How might treating our homes as extensions of the ancient natural world change the way you value the disposable materials you interact with every day?